Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we're talking about building a cost-effective but top-notch kitchen renovation. I've had some homeowners ask me recently about the cost to renovate a kitchen. They've been quoted numbers from various design galleries, anywhere from $35,000 to $40,000 to remodel a kitchen, sometimes even more. And while you can certainly spend that much if you want to, it's not necessary at all. Let's start by talking about the scope of work. We're going to redo everything. The cabinets, the flooring, the plumbing, the counters, the lighting, all new appliances, even the backsplash. Everything is new. Most kitchens designed since the 1980s are about 200 square feet in size. Prior to this, we were quite a bit smaller, so we're going to use a 200 square foot kitchen as our benchmark. Now, in today's modern kitchen, we want spacious work surfaces, stone counters, solid hardwoods, and large ceramic or marble tiles, or in some cases, even hardwood flooring. Now, ceramic and hardwood can be easily installed for about $6 a square foot, so they're about the same. We're really looking at about $1,200 in flooring for that 200 square foot kitchen. Now, we're going to design the kitchen around the most expensive item, that is, the countertops. Today, the marketplace demands stone counters like quartz or granite, and these come in 4x8 sheets. Now, they're sliced down the middle to create a 2-foot counter. And that means we want no more than 16 linear feet of countertop, because we're going to take a 4x8 sheet and we're going to slice it down the middle. Now, quartz costs about $75 a square foot. Granite's quite a bit cheaper these days because it's in less demand. And today, let's assume that we're going to use quartz. We're looking at about $2,400 in quartz counters. You're looking in total about 21 linear feet of kitchen, including the fridge and stove, of which we can expect about 14 feet of cabinetry, assuming that the dishwasher takes the place of one of the lower cabinets. Now, I recommend buying fully assembled cabinets. They have a longer lead time, but they save a tremendous amount of time in installation. And kitchen cabinets can be installed in a couple of hours if they come pre-assembled, whereas you're looking at a few days to assemble a flat pack kitchen. Let's assume a cost of $180 per linear foot for the cabinetry. And I'm being a little generous here. I know many contractors that work for me buy cabinetry for far less, but we'll assume $180 a linear foot. So we're looking at about a total cost of $2,800 for the kitchen cabinetry, including a few hours of labor to install them. Drywall, we're looking at about $300 to install. I'm assuming that we are going to rip out all the drywall. Sometimes kitchen renovators try and salvage the drywall, but by the time you've ripped off the black splash tile, you've damaged the drywall so badly, it's actually cheaper and faster to replace all the drywall. And you're only looking at about $35 per sheet of drywall, fully hung, taped, and primed. So it's much cheaper just to put in all new drywall. The tile backsplash is going to cost you about $500. And the plumbing fixtures will run you also about $500 for a good quality undermount sink and a quality stainless faucet with an integrated spray hose. Now, in today's environment, you can count on placing lighting wherever you want. LED lighting is very low power. It's low voltage, so you can place it wherever you want. Count on spending about $500 in lighting. And you should also spend a few hundred dollars for demolition and painting. So this is not going to be a very expensive renovation. The final item that you want to pay attention to, of course, are the appliances. And this, you don't want to cut corners here. So let's plan on spending about $3,500 for a high-quality dishwasher, a double-door refrigerator, a stove and range hood with a built-in microwave. And if we add all this together, you're looking at a grand total of $14,800 for a kitchen that, frankly, I'd be proud to have in my own house. I don't feel like I'm cutting corners on anything. So for under $15,000, you get a brand new kitchen with all the latest appliances. This is definitely something you want to consider. This is not an expensive renovation, and when you consider that a quality kitchen from a resale value perspective is the most important room in the house, this is the room you're going to want to renovate first. So if you have an interior designer telling you need to spend $50,000 to renovate your kitchen, have them listen to this podcast. Because like I said, you can if you want to, but it's certainly not necessary. As you're looking around your kitchen making your morning espresso, you might be considering upgrading your own kitchen. In the meantime, have a spectacular day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.